अस्सलाम वालेकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू। मे पीस एंड ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ अल्लाह बी अपॉन यू ऑल। एज आई शेयर्ड विद यू दैट द टॉपिक दैट आई वांटेड टू डिस्कस विद यू टुडे इज कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ जस्टिस। एंड आई विल ऑल्सो शेयर दैट व्हाई दिस टॉपिक इज असेंशियल। दिस टॉपिक बेसिकली वी आर पासिंग थ्रू अ टाइम इन दिस वर्ल्ड टुडे दैट इज we're seeing lack of peace in the world, frustrations, conflicts at personal level as well as global level are continuously rising. And it is often stated, His Holiness Huzur has often said in his speeches and his sermons, that lasting peace cannot be established without justice. So justice is essential, justice is important, and Islam in itself, the Holy Quran in itself, gives absolute complete guidance that how to implement justice in the world. But to implement justice in the world, to implement justice in our society, in around us, in our lives, we have to be fearful of Allah. We have to be mindful of Allah. We have to be God conscious. If we are not doing those things, then we cannot establish true justice. True justice can only be established if we collectively have that sense of God consciousness. When we know that we are responsible, we will be held accountable for each and every action and decision that we take that allows us to make decision with justice in our mind, in our hearts. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, especially for the sake of our guests, I will share just a couple of things that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the founder of Islam, of the religion of Islam. And he is no ordinary prophet. Based on the scriptures, that is the Holy Quran, the scripture for Muslims, the Bible, and even other scriptures, Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be upon him, is the greatest messenger, greatest prophet, with the greatest responsibility to have come upon this earth. All earlier prophets, including Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, Isaiah, Daniel, many of them, in the scriptures have talked about the coming of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. In some places in the scriptures, he's referred to as a comforter. In some places, he's referred to as a prince of peace, and different words have been used, which is very clearly indicated that it refers to Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. One of the very profound prophecies of Jesus, peace be upon him, that I always like to quote about the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, which I find very, very clear, because Jesus, peace be upon him, himself says that I have many things to say, but you cannot bear them now. And then when the Spirit of Truth comes, basically he will give you those guidelines. So Jesus, peace be upon him, himself is telling that somebody is yet to come, and that someone, when they come, they will give you the guidance. So as Muslims, we believe Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, to be that prophet, that great prophet that was prophesied in all the earlier scriptures, including the Old Testament and New Testament and books of other religions that many people don't even know about, except those who follow them. So Allah the Almighty, God Almighty, spoke about the coming of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in many scriptures, in many prophecies were about him. So one of the prophecies regarding him in the Bible is mentioned in the book of Isaiah. There's more than one, actually, but the one that I wanted to share with you today, it's taken from chapter 42, verses 1 to 4. It says that, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. And a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth." So the Holy Prophet of Islam, the founder of Islam, God Almighty, gave him that power, gave him that strength, gave him that ability to establish justice in the world. He came, and he wasn't a helpless man. He started out as an ordinary person, but from that ordinary person, Allah raised him to the status where he was a king. He was a mediator of many nations and peoples, not just Muslims, other religions as well, such as Jews and Christians and you know, idol worshippers and so on and so forth. So God Almighty put upon him the mantle of a just king and gave him this responsibility that you have to perform justice between not just your own people, between nations. So the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as we know that he lived in Mecca. Later on, he migrated to Medina. And in Medina, there were many different religions, many different communities established. And those people agreed that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who is a migrant to our city, we take him as our leader, as our mediator. And the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he mediated, he established peace between nations. It is recorded in chapter 42 of the Holy Quran, verse 16. Allah asks the Prophet to say to the people that wa umirtu li'a'adila bainakum. Allah says, tell the people that and I am commanded to judge justly between you. So the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in light of the prophecies mentioned in the earlier scriptures as well, and also the responsibility that was laid upon him, Allah gave him this title, this responsibility, or this command to judge between people and judge with justice. Now, how did the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, judge with justice between people? Allah gave him that guidance, that book, that scripture, which contained justice or laws to establish justice in the society, in the world. And that book is the Holy Quran. That book is Holy Quran, which teaches us how to establish justice in every aspect of life. When we talk about justice, sometimes our mind just goes that, okay, if two people are fighting or have some conflict on land or some other money or whatever, then how do you make justice between them? Right? You have to judge justly between them. So that is justice. Or sometimes there's wars between nations and then you justly decide between them. Or if somebody has committed a crime, you apply justice there. This is one form of justice. But the Holy Quran teaches us that justice is not limited to conflict resolution or wars, but justice is how you live your life in a just and fair manner. In every aspect of your life, you try to bring about this justice that you have to follow it through with fairness. Now, when the Holy Quran talks about, there is many different angles. I just jotted down a few to share with you that what it means when we say justice. Holy Prophet taught us to observe justice, not just when we are applying laws, criminal laws or other laws, but even when we are worshipping God Almighty, there is an aspect of justice in that. God Almighty says that there is only one God and Him alone you should worship. So it is unjust for me and you to worship false idols, false gods, when Allah says, I am the only God. There is only one God. Whatever name you give Him, Creator, Master, Father, but there is only one God, no other God. He alone has that power. No one else has that power that He has. So this is who God Almighty is. So when you associate partners with God, when you say that powers of God are shared with other gods, this is an injustice that we commit. But this is a religious form of injustice that instead of being just in our understanding, in our concept of God, we are associating partners with God. Imagine if you have some funds that belong to another person. And now instead of giving those funds to him, you split those funds between two people on your own without any reason. And you give 50 to different persons. Out of 100, you give 50 to one and 50 to another. And you think that you haven't done anything wrong. This is an injustice that you have done. That 100 that belong to one person, you've split it between two. So in this way, even this becomes an injustice. And then again, this is just one type of injustice that is religious type in regards to the worship of God Almighty. But then there is, how do you treat your parents, your father and your mother? There is a requirement. Allah says that they treated you good when you were small and you are required to at least do that much goodness to them or more. But justice requires you, fairness requires you that you look after them. One man came to Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that I carried my mother on my shoulders and I helped her perform circuits of the Kaaba, the house of God in Mecca, where Muslims go for pilgrimage. And it takes a while to make those rounds, and carrying someone on your back, obviously it's a tough job. But when he did that, and he came to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and said that, "O Prophet of Allah, have I repaid the services that my mother gave to me through, you know, when I was younger?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not like that. And he said that, he replied to him that you know, when you were a child, when you were a baby, and sometimes you used to wet your bed, and your mother, out of her kindness, out of her compassion for the child, would move you to the dry side of the bed, and she would go to the other side of the bed. You have not repaid her for even one of those times when she did that. So justice is in this regards as well, that our parents, whatever good they have done to us, our responsibility requires, justice requires that we look after them as well. Similarly, our obligation towards our children, that also requires justice and fairness. If we have children, but instead of, you know, treating them fairly, treating them right, and being responsible parents for them, giving them good education, giving them good clothes, bringing them up in a good manner, as best as your means allow. If you neglect those things, your responsibility, this is you lacking justice. This is me not being just, right? So justice is not just related to people who are making decisions between nations, between people, or between, you know, how to sentence so-and-so criminal. That's not just justice. That is, yes, that is a part of it. But justice applies to every aspect of our life. That how do we fulfill the rights of everything? Do we do the justice to it? We use this phrase all the time in our language as well, that have we done justice to the responsibility that was given to me? May it be regards to parents, to children, or anything else. Similarly, justice also refers to the relation between husband and wife. Do they look after each other? Do they fulfill the rights of each other? Then also, you know, again, as I said, it applies to all so many different angles. Justice also would apply that, you know, the golden principle, which states that do unto others as you would want done to yourself. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that one is not a true believer until he likes for his brother what he likes for himself. Meaning the same golden principle, which is found universally in all religions, that your justice requires that what you don't want done to you, you shouldn't do it to others. So when you have this concept in mind, Do you like getting mugged? Do you like getting robbed? Would you want that to happen to you? If you don't want that to happen to you, justice is that you don't rob anyone either. If you don't want to get hurt, you don't hurt somebody else either. If you value life, you value your own life, the life of your children, the life of your other loved ones, then you must respect the value of others' lives as well. This is justice. When we are, God forbid, if somebody is stealing from somebody, God forbid somebody is bullying or hurting somebody, or somebody is God forbid, committing a murder or anything, you are committing injustice as well at that time. So a cruelty, the crime in itself is a sin. But injustice is an additional thing on top of that you have committed an injustice, that you want something different, but you're treating others differently. So this is another angle of justice that we learn from the Holy Quran. Then again, Allah asks people to, rulers, kings, the, you know, political leaders, whatever type of government we have, the leaders to be just in treatment. Not that they spend money, millions and billions of dollars to furnish their houses and make them nice palaces like the kings of the past, but then what they give to their people is very small. People are scrambling to get food, they're dying, but the kings and the prime ministers or the presidents are living in fancy palaces, and they're continuously expanding them, enhancing them. That's lack of justice. That's not just stealing. That's not just, you know, you misappropriating the funds, but you're also being committing an injustice against your own people. Just to share a few verses from the Holy Quran with you that elaborate this topic further. Allah says in the Holy Quran in chapter 16, verse 91, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Verily, Allah enjoins justice and the doing of good to others and giving like kindred. Allah, it's very straightforward. What does Allah command us? Allah commands us, ordains for us, makes it mandatory that we must observe justice in all our things and doing good to others and giving like kindred. Those are levels beyond justice. Allah says that justice is so necessary, so mandatory. This is further explained in other verses. For example, in chapter 5, verse 9 of the Holy Quran, Allah says, O ye who believe, be steadfast in the cause of Allah, bearing witness in equity. And let not a people's enmity incite you to act otherwise than with justice. Be always just, that is nearer to righteousness. And fear Allah, surely Allah is aware of what you do. So what does Allah say in this verse? Allah says that always be firm in justice, in equity. Always be firm, meaning never let go of it. Be steadfast with it, knowing that Allah is watching every move of yours. So justice should prevail in every situation. And the next part that God Almighty emphasizes in this verse is so beautiful. It says, and let not a people's enmity incite you to act otherwise than with justice. Even if you don't like someone or a group of people or a nation, that enmity should not incite you to injustice. Your punishment, whatever you have to give to someone, if you're in that position, it should always still be based on justice, on the principle of justice. You know, after the First World War, and then after the Second World War again, but particularly after the First World War, when the Germans were defeated by the Allies, the UK and the other related, its allies, they imposed such heavy punishment, fines and other things upon the German nation that they were so squeezed, that nation was so squeezed in a way that allowed for that hatred to grow in them for other nations. That gave rise to what we call Nazism. Nazis rose to power because of that squeezing that came from, you know, outside nations after the First World War. And then what happened was the Second World War, just 25, 30 years later, because of that injustice that was committed against them, they certainly had done wrongs in that first war, but that the dealing of that situation should have been with justice instead of being vengeful with vengeance. It should have been that this is what they did wrong, so this is the punishment that needs to be given to them. Justice should have prevailed. Because justice did not prevail, even though the country, the nation that had lost the war, they came back to power eventually some years later and caused more havoc on the world than they had done in the previous time. So injustices that we commit, we might think that they go unnoticed or nothing would happen, but they have, you know, there's consequence. Sometimes it is felt immediately, just after a few years. Sometimes it might take longer, but it always comes out. So Allah says that enmity should not give, you know, be a reason for you to act other than act otherwise than with justice. So justice should always prevail. Then next verse, Allah says, O ye who believe, be strict in observing justice and be witnesses for Allah, even though it be against yourselves or against parents and kindred. So the Holy Quran, when you read it and you realize how much emphasis is laid upon justice, you are astonished that the way the Holy Quran speaks about justice, and no other scripture has given this much outline or this much emphasis on these type of teachings. And then not just emphasis, not just mere words. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, showed that with his own actions, that how justice can be established or how it must be established, even if it is against your own people. As some of us might be aware, that in the first battle that the Muslims had to fight against the Meccans, when Meccans attacked the Muslims after the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina, the Meccans continued to pursue them and attack them in Medina. So that there's a battle that took place just in the outskirts of Medina. The Muslims were only 300 Muslims, 313, versus 1,000 Meccans that had attacked. Against all odds, with the help of Allah, as Allah always does, as we hear in the other story of the David versus Goliath as well, it is Allah coming to help. So Allah came to the help of His Prophet and His people. Despite Muslims being only 300, they defeated that much larger army. Now in those days, even today, but especially in those days, they didn't have proper cells or places to hold prisoners of war. So in that case, when the battle ends, what happens is that whichever nation wins, they take prisoners of war, right? POW. They take them, these people, to bring an end to the war. So the Muslims were very concerned that they wanted the war to end. So they took these prisoners, and until the situation matters cool down, once they cool down, they're sent back to their nations. No harm is allowed to prisoners of war. Even today, in the laws that exist, you're not allowed to harm prisoners of war if they're taken during war. You're supposed to, you can take them, hold them until the war is over, then you must return them. No mistreatment is allowed at all. So even in that time, now when these prisoners of war were brought in, people of Mecca were brought to Medina, in the city where Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, lived, they were being kept in the compound, in the lot where the mosque was. And Prophet's house was next to the mosque as well. So some of these prisoners, when they came in, the person who was in charge for the prisoners tied the rope to the prisoners on their hands or on their legs, wherever it might have been, really tight. And among the prisoners was a very beloved uncle of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as well. He was still living in Mecca. He had come to fight with the other side, and later on he was caught as a prisoner of war. And when he came along with all the people, he was older than the Prophet, of course. So when he came, because of the rope that was on him, he was in pain, groaning, making sometimes because of pain and moving or shifting would make a groaning pain that would indicate that he's not comfortable. And Prophet, peace be upon him, of course, having love for particularly that uncle, because he had always been kind to him, and they both had a very loving relationship. Now, but he was on the other side. So now that he was, as prisoner of war, he was complaining, not complaining, but groaning or making that noise to show that he's in pain. The Prophet, peace be upon him, could hear that. And that was bothering him. Some of the companions noticed that Prophet is in kind of distress because of hearing his uncle in pain. So they, once, somebody went and loosened the ropes for uncle of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And then that pain that was coming, that was happening, it stopped. So he stopped making those noises. And Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, noticed after a short while that I don't hear that sound. And he inquired that what happened. And somebody said that, oh, Prophet of Allah, because of you, somebody has done this. Somebody has loosened his ropes. So the Prophet said that, why did you just loosen his rope? If you've done it for him, then you must do it with everybody. Then they loosened the ropes for all of them. So this just goes to show the nature, the mentality that Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, had, that if you treat one person with kindness, then you must show kindness to all. If you, whatever rule that you set, you must be fair with it. You cannot be unfair. You cannot be unfair. You must be fair in your dealings of people. One gentleman, a companion of the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said that, O Prophet of Allah, I want you to bear witness that I have given a parcel of my land or some wealth to this son right here. The Prophet of Allah said that, have you given such land, such wealth, or whatever you're giving to him, to your other children as well, your other sons as well? And the man said that, no, I have not done that, just to him. The Prophet of Allah said that, don't make me a witness, go find another witness. I cannot be a witness to an injustice. Then he asked that man, he said that, do you wish that your children should discriminate with you or be unjust with you? He said, no. Then the Prophet of Allah said that you should show justice in your actions as well. So the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, I don't want to overshare, but there's many stories, and inshallah ta'ala, one of these days, I do intend to look at that topic and look at the character of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, from different angles. This being one of those angles, that how the Prophet of Allah established justice in his society, in his surroundings, and set a lasting example for mankind. Then, last verse that I want to share from the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَأَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى, chapter 6, verse 153. And Allah says that, and when you speak, observe justice. So think of this, that every time you're speaking, you should make sure that you are maintaining that respect, that justice that you're required. Every situation requires justice in its own way. And as I said earlier, that it is not just for conflict resolution. It is not just for treatment of different peoples. It is treatment of you fulfilling the rights. All of that is a form of justice. You give the due rights to other people, that in itself is justice. You treat your mother, your father, how they should be treated, how they should be respected, that is justice. How you give fair time to your children, you share your you know, you try to educate them right, you try to give moral training to them in the right manner, all these are forms of justices. So I hope and pray that with this few verses that I have shared, we understand the importance of justice, and we try always that we try to do good to people. That is what is required from us. But anyone that does good to us, minimum level of that is that we give, return that kindness, return that goodness to them always. This is what Islam teaches. And even when we make justice or make decisions within our household, we should always think that we're making it with justice. If we are getting some nice gift for one child and we're neglecting other children, that is an injustice. If we are always showering one child with more gifts for whatever reason than the other children, that is an injustice. So again, you can apply this to many, many aspects. Some of, you know, if you are a teacher or a businessman or anything like that, you can think about it, that how in your system, how in your surrounding, you can be observing justice. How can you be fair? How can you do your responsibility, fulfill your responsibility in a just and fair manner? So may Allah help us observe justice in all our aspects. May they be related to our social life or our religious life. So may Allah be with you all. And inshallah, until next Thursday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.